Now, just a simple point. It's very interesting. I basically talked to you about the Ireim, and I spoke about the Rambam, the Ireim, the problems of Sifra, whatever it is, the Ireim has both of them. The Bahag is very interesting, because the Bahag only counts the love of Vishisois Beknof of Yavdil, which L'cheira, that is the point of Shoresh Ches to argue with that Bahag. Because since Lo Yavdil means Ain't Soch L'Havdil, and it's not an Aschora, that's what he's taking the Bahag to task about. And that's what we pointed out, the L'Cheir, it's not Much B'chal to say it like that, because once the Teres Kohanim as a Limud, that it doesn't passel, so L'Cheir, you have to say there's an Issa. Correct, that's what we spoke about. Okay? What is very interesting is the Bahag does not have a lav as opposed to the Reim. The Reim has a lav and has horror of Lo Yavdil in Chatas Oif. Okay? The Bahag doesn't have it. The Bahag only counts for Shisois Beknof of Lo Yavdil. Okay? So, you know, a priori, after seeing the Reim, he said, oh, maybe it's like Talochas, maybe it's like, you know, maybe it's like the Reim, Lochas Delis, you know, maybe not, you know, Mechtesi is, you know, why, you know. So it's interesting, one of the Mephoshim on Talochas Delis suggests, and it's something which you're going to have to really look through as you continue, okay? He suggests that since it's something called the Parsha of Chatos, which he has in the Parshas, okay, so whenever something is included in the Parsha, even though it's a lav, which is very different than the Rambam, because the Rambam pig in Cherish Yud Beis has in Yonah Atei, whatever, what, in lav, we don't know how it fits in Yonah Atei, in Kilu when they're Kamachalokim and Zaninya, whatever. But what it comes out that he says that since anything that was part of the Heksha HaKolban and it's Likuv is just the opposite, so it really is necessary for the Parsha of Chatos, because you can't imagine a Chatos Oif without the Lav of Avdola. So maybe the Lav of Avdola is subsumed on the Parsha of Chatos. Well, since it's kosher, without, since if you're mavdil in Vishi Seis Bekanof, if you're mavdil, it's not mikuva, it's only part of laktorah, it's not part of the Heksha Korban. So mainly you have to count as a separate lav, because it's not subsumed in the Parsha from Oila. Because what's subsumed the Parsha of Oila in Chatos is only those things are necessary for the Avoida, not those things which are likuva. That's what he says. Okay. So you have two options. Either you can accept that, but you have to look through the Parsha and see if it works out for the Bahag. And you ask yourself, does the Bahag have to everything work out or, you know, not? And, or you can say it's like the Ireim and that the Lo Yavdil is all the same lav. Okay. But the problem is that quoting Vashisa is a biknof of only and not the other one, it's a little strange to say it's the Ireim. Okay? That's just point one. Is that fair? See, Yimamashi.
No, yeah. Well, I don't like the Svarim, but I see it.
I'm not telling you anything. I'm saying, a priori, you would have said that it's the Ireim, once the Ireim did the same thing. On the other hand, he only quotes, she says, Avdil, okay? And the what really is going on is, you see, you don't get the impression, you know, in Sherish Shmini that the Rambam's kill is an argument between the Bahag and the Rambam about Lo Yavdil and Chatos Oif. You get the impression the Machlokes is about Shisayis Beknofov, and he's using Yavnel Chatas Oif as a raya. Okay, and the question is, if you're going to say that Yavnel is not a lav b'chlal in Chatas Oif, it becomes very strange. So you want it to be a lav. The question is, how do you push it in? Okay, that's the point. It's all very strange. I'm not ready to talk about this yet because you really have to look through and see how the parashas work out in the Bahalachos Gedolos. And the truth is, both the Rambam and the Ramban clearly state they have no clue of what the Bahalachos Gedolos is talking about in different places, say, for mitzvahs in the parashas. Okay? I can't. It just smashed, like, you know, I sent you off to who knows where. So I don't think you should say anything. I think you should, you know, mull it over and we'll talk, okay?
You gave us two hard possibilities.
I didn't say anything. I'm not saying those are the only possibilities. I'm not saying you have to accept one of the two. I'm not saying anything. What I'm saying is, the fact is, the Halachas Gedolos only called Shisha Yisrael Mekanofov. The Reim clearly puts them both in one lab, which is very strange. The Halachas Gedolos only quotes the words that she says in the Knopf of Yav, doesn't quote any other words, okay? And it's a problem, okay? Okay? No, because it comes out very strange. Once the Halachas Gedolos has various avoides, I guess, like Shechita, which are not any particular korban, you know, he has different, I don't know if it's shechita, but it's kabbalah, whatever it is, he has various avoidus. You say that's not a particular korban, but Abdullah is very peculiar in chatzoyf chesin. I don't know the east alav, you know, you can, you know, but I'd rather look into this more and see the halachas gedolos as we go on than to come to any conclusion about it. Okay, what? It's in the beginning of those, the Rosh Troib. You'll see in Ois Chav Dalet or something. I can tell you exactly what it is. You'll find it in Rosh Troib. It's always V'chidushim L'Rosh Troib. I think it might be in Ois Chav Gimel or something like that.
Is it Risha?
It's an Achrein. It's one of the Achreinim. One of the Achreinim of Foroshim. And it's not Mechayim anything, okay? Just telling you that's what he says, you know. I'm not saying it's more or less, and I wasn't accepting anything, and I wasn't saying anything. I just pointed out the problem. Okay, period. That's one. Now, secondly, I just want to say one thing. If you notice, the Rambam in Lois Kuf Tzadi Tes, okay? We're talking about Chometz. Lamai Lameshe Shos, okay? Loisa Kuf Tzadi Tes. He's going out of his way to talk about a Nusach in a Gemara, correct? And what the proper text of the Talmud is, correct? Otherwise, you don't know what's he driving at. And in fact, he even goes and says, Kain motzonu loshen kol ha-tokeis ha-mesukonois shenikul lefnei chachmei ha-talmud.
Does he ever do this anywhere else in Sefer Mitzvahs?
I can't tell you that. I'm not aware of it, okay? I didn't even know, you see, I'll be frank with you, okay? You know, I would like to talk to somebody about this, because the word ha-tokeis ha-mesukonois shenikul lefnei chachmei ha-talmud, who are the Chachmei HaTalmud that we're referring to? And what does it mean, Nico? I always thought that Atoka scribe copied over a text. And, you know, it's just as good as the scribe was. Okay? I didn't know that the texts that were available to the Rambam already went through a Hagor and they were Nico Lefnei Chachmei HaTalmud. And what period are we referring to? And who are these Chachmei HaTalmud? There's no clue about this. Okay? But that's not my point here. I'm just trying to tell you, he's Mamashi, you know, he's, you know, he, offhand, reading the words, it's clear that he's having polemics with another text in the Talmud. And he's saying, no, that's not the text. And since the text is the text which he suggests, therefore, it's an open and shut case. Is that the impression you get? Okay, I'm being unfair over here?
Not for sure. There must be a different gears. I thought you only needed one.
Okay. Now, I want to show you what the other gears is. Okay. Okay. So I did my research. Okay. I said to myself, you know, what does the Rambam want over here? And I said to myself that if I do not do this, I'm not discharging my obligation. Even though I'm talking about Sherish Aleph, and this is not the point over here. But if once I'm quoting Loisa Kufsari Tess and not dealing with this, okay. So, okay. I found in Ksav Yad Minchin, 95, the Ksav Yad Vatican, okay, but two Kisvei Yad from Vatican, 109 and 134, and also in something called Lunza Sassoon, those various Kisvei Yad, there was a different text in the Talmud. And I'm not sure we can open up our Talmud Bavli. Maybe do me a favor, I didn't have a chance. I wasn't interested in this. Because that's why I didn't open up. What the written text, what happens to be published in Shas Vilna really is irrelevant. Because the Rambam is talking about various texts in front of him, and he's referring to the various Kisvei Yad, okay? Correct? Okay. What's the Gears on Dalma Beis? The Kuli Alma? Oh, well, you can read it. What does it say?
The Kuli Alma, Miha.
Okay. What does it say in the Rambam? Did you notice this?
No.
Okay. I just say you were flying around or buying over. I just want to tell you that. Okay, good. That's on you. That's before. Okay, good. No.
What's the
Gersa
here?
The
Doraisa
is not here. It's implied, but it's not written.
Right. Awesome.
You say it's implied.
Because I read Rashi, called my thinking, but you're right. It's not implied.
Okay, so comes the truth is, this text of Osso happens to be the text in Ksav Yad Minchin 95, and the text in Vatican 109 and 134, and also the text in Lunza Sason. In other Kisvei Yad, it happens to be Deraisa. Okay? So, Lechera, okay, you know, this is amazing to you because you saw this and it didn't even say anything to you and it ticked the Rambam off to write this whole sentence over here, correct? So it shows you one thing, that your framework and the Rambam's framework is very different. Correct?
Sure.
Okay, good. No, I just got to say that.
No, it's not me, it's Rashi. Rashi assumes
I'm not, I don't know Rashi. Okay, good. No one, okay, good. See, if you hear what I say, I want you to repeat what you say after I say what I say and see if you want to repeat it. I won't force you to, okay? The Rambam, a lot of his work in linguistics, okay, and interpreting words, he gives certain words certain meaning which you necessarily might not have given them. Okay? Okay, let me take the next step. Okay? The Rambam, if you open up to Sherish Sheni. Okay? The Rambam has the Nusach in Sherish Sheni. He says like this. Let me just get it. Shekoma Shalotim Se'ehu. I'm reading really the translation, the translation of the Arabic of Korach. But I don't think there's that much of a difference over here, okay? Rav Korach. Shekoma Shalotim Se'ehu Loshon Batera. V'timsa sha'talmid lomodoi Mi'achas mi'sholosh esrei midos. It's Torah she'bal peh, not mufurish in Torah she'biksav. Okay. Im be'aru heim bi'atzmom oto tachachmei meseira be'aru heim bi'atzmom vi'omu she'ze guf teira o she'ze midioraisa. Okay. Saying the word Shemidraisa takes it out of the frame of reference Yigimu Midas and puts it into a new world of Ki'ilu Mufurish Batera. Again, you got it? Okay, did I say anything wrong yet? Then it continues. Hine roi limnoisoi otot kita reine minina mitzis, because they said Midraisa. Midraisa is a guf teira, is a coin phrase, is ki'ilu a something to tick a person off to say this geht rein min yam mitzvahs. It's not stam a drosha. Okay, if it's a drosha, it's not min yam mitzvahs. If the chachme aseira used the word medaraisa, then we know something. Okay, then he continues. Hine roi limnoisai. Acha shahamikablim otatachme mesera, those who had the Pirusha Mukubalim Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was otodos, that's Teresh Biksav, and that's the Pirush, and that's the Pshat, okay? Omru shahu daraisa. And the fact that the Bali Hamatiki, the Matiki Ashmua, and the Chachme Mesera used the word daraisa, that tells you something. So it's the very thing I would have said. You don't know, they don't say something, so we don't know. It could be this way, it could be that way. Says, no! If there's a drosha or there's something which could have gone either way, and the Matiki Hashmur do not say Midiraisa, they are a omission is commission. And they're saying that it's not a deraisa. Okay. So if they use the Lashon Osur, then it might be a deraisa de gedin. It might be in Torah Shebal Peh. It might be a drosh you give me this, I tell you the dreshes man. Okay. But it's not guf teira. It's not Torah Shebiksav. And hotten seton men medina mitzvahs. Zok the Rambam. Since the Hatokis, Shekol Hatokis, Sheomru, okay, you see, it's mamish, hello? You see, you can't imagine the spectacles that the Rambam is looking at the Gemara with. Or since that's the proper gears in the Gemara, state in the Gemara, ototos Torah Biksav. Okay? Now you can say over your Rashi and whatever you want, but you understand that's not the issue the Rambam is dealing with. Not at all, correct? Once you have that, you have that. You know, the Rambam divitah neim bokmechod. But once you say what you say, anything else is I'm blabbling. Okay, excuse me. You know, right? Can I continue? Okay, good. Now we continue. Okay, good. No problem. So the Rambam was ready to say that. You can interpret the Gemara one of two ways. The Gemara is working on with droshes, or the Gemara is working on the Mufurish and Torah Shebiksav. Okay? Correct? There are two ways. The Gemara is learning the drosha kilu. We know that it's also from a drosha, or it's also from a Mufurish Pasuk. And it hotza tam minina mitzis, okay? What? No, it doesn't mean that everything in the Reise is a minina mitzis. But if it's not the Reise, it can't be in Minyan Mitzvahs, okay? And it's clear also, if you look in Kufsari Tess, that's the Rambam driving it, correct? Because the two possibilities in the Lashonis of the Hatokis are either also, which you looked at, and you looked at the Gemara, and you weren't bothered, the Rambam says, you know, but that's what he's bothered by, correct? Okay, good. 100%. No, see, The best shtickle Torah is that after you say it, you didn't say anything, okay? Did I say anything? I didn't say anything.
Can I ask a side question?
You can ask whatever you want.
Both the Rambam and the Ramban have the Girsa d'Oraisa. How do we end up with a different Girsa?
Because the... how did what? The obvious other text in the Talmud doesn't mean the Ramban and the Rambam. You have to understand, it doesn't mean anything. There are various texts in the Talmud that were available, okay? It doesn't necessarily, you know...
Our texts go back that far?
Text, I can't really tell you. You know, I could talk about the Genesis. You know, I know the people who are working on this. I can tell you all about... But it's not negate anything, okay? All I had is I have in front of me all the texts that we have in the Kisviyad, okay? They have Geniza fragments, which are other things. I didn't look at that. But I said, once I have this, I don't need anything more. You know, if I wouldn't have had this, I would have talked to the person I know who's the expert, okay? But they don't get anything, correct? But you see, but after this thing, you see that's the thing I was dealing with, okay? And it's very important to him that's the Papa Gisa. In other words, he's aware of this other text, but he says, after these texts, I have a separate, in other words, there's a separate, you see, I'll tell you something, okay? There's even another question. How do you define what the proper text of something is, okay? So, there is a very interesting Rashba, okay? A Tshuva Rashba. It's also Chedush Aran. It's based on a Sifri, and it's not even clear Sifri is saying that, okay? The question is, we have many texts in Torah Shebiksav, and you have some texts saying the proper text in Torah Shebiksav is X, and another text says the proper text is Y. Okay, so what do you do? So I would have said, thank you. Okay. There is a Sifri that they said that there were three cases where they had stiras in text, and they said you go after Reiv. Okay? So I said that is only because they were looking in the Sforim in the Azora. And Sefer Torah Shebazora is a Kiveya in the Meseiras of Torah Shebaksav. And that's good for the Meseira that the Melech, they were Sanhedrin HaGodol, was Magia, the Sefer Torah of Melech, are from the Sefer Torah Shebazora. So you have three Sforim in the Azora, and the Shaila is, what's the text? So you go after Reiv. But the Reif Sforum Barilam should be Chal Hashem in the Kaveh of the text of Torah Shebiksav. I would have said Mechatese, because maybe there was a Sefer who didn't know what he was doing. It's not, you know, he was Mefetz more than other people. You know, why should that be meaningful? Of a state in Rashba, and also Chdusheran. The Chdusheran is a Sahedrin and Abdalad, and it's a Chubas Rashba, you go after Reif. Okay? Beseda. I don't know if the Rambam has that. And I don't know where it comes and how far it goes. I didn't even know the Din of Reiv was said as far as this is concerned. Okay, besides that, it is. Okay, good. When you talk about Hatokas and Teresh about Peh and Talmud, Chesna, I don't know what. The Ram says, the question is, what's more musmach? Okay?
He doesn't care about that.
I don't know.
It's a mention.
Because I'll tell you something. Because even when you do something, I'll tell you something. Okay, you know, you want to get off the topic, I'll explain.
It's up to you.
No, it's up to you. I think you're interested in this. If you're not, I won't. I'll go back on this. I'll tell you something if you want. Okay? If you open up this week's parasha, Lech Lecha, okay? The Talmud Bavli says in Chulin, shh. The Talmud Bavli says in Chulin and Samach Hei that the text in the Torah is Kiddo Lo Omer. Two words. Kiddo Lo Omer. You open up to Talmud Bavli, Chulin, Samach Hei, and Aleph. And it says, but it's different than Bas Hayano, because Bas Hayano is Ki'ilu Tushemos, which you write on Tushitim. In Kiddolo Oimo, you have to go out of Shita Achas. Okay? It's like the same Bat Sheva, which also is kilu to shemes vesveshitachas. It's really one shem, okay? But it says kidoloime adushtein talmud bavli. So if I would have asked you, how should we write our Sifrei Torah? The Shteitin Talmud Bavli. And I would go even further. Let me take another step for you, okay? Okay, now listen to this. The Ram says, in Akdomah to Mishneh Torah, the Ram says that Talmud Bavli has the Kleicha Sanhedrin Agodo as the Chalei Soso. Correct? So the same way that Sanhedrin HaGodol, as we know in the Rambam, is not only the Bailam of Torah Shabbal Peh, as he says at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, he also says in Hilchos Melachim that the Bailam of Torah Shabbal Ksav, because the Hagor from Sefer Torah Shabbal Melech had to be Aide Sanhedrin HaGodol. So if you would have asked me, how are you Kriveya, the Messiah of Torah Shabbal Ksav, I was on top Talmud Bavli. Shteit mafush in Gemara. Kedoloime. But you know something? There's no mention in Rambam about how you write Kedoloime in the Torah, even though there's a mafush in Gemara about it. Okay. Now, I'll tell you next thing. Okay, come here. This, you get the point? Okay, I'll continue. If you're interested in this, the next point, okay? Next point, okay? I would ask you, how do you pronounce Haluko? Do you pronounce it with a mapike or without a mapike? Okay? So someone who studied the Talmud Bavli in the Mor Avi Pesachim, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas and everything, you should get the impression it should be without a mapike. Okay? And it says it's a new word, like hallelujah, you know, like as the goyim, you know, whatever, it's correct. In fact, Rav Shapsi Sefer, based on the Talmud Bavli, says that that's the way you should, you say all the halukos. It's very nogeya. Yimloch Hashem li'olam l'kayich sil. How do you say halukos? Say halukos when you say dam. Okay. Interesting is, if you open up what's called the Keser Ben Asher, the Aleppo Codex, whichever way you want to refer to it, okay, you'll find kidoloime as one word, and you find haluka with a mapike. And you will not find a discussion in Rambam, both on Kidoloime and about Haluko, or any other discussion of what Talmud Bavli talks about in the Masoret Torah Shebiksav, especially when, and the Rambam, when he talks about, he's so excited that he wrote the Torah, and it was matik from the Sefer Torah Shebitzrayim lefnei chamesh meir shana, right? Which is post Talmud Bavli, correct? And he says, oh, no, that's what it is. So you get the impression, no matter what you want to say, that the Meseris of Torah Shebiksav is not the Talmud Bavli, and the Meseris is Ben Asher, correct? Okay? So whatever it is, the Meseris in Torah Shebiksav Peh, in terms of Talmud Bavli, the Ram says, is not a question of Rav Svarim, but it's a question of Hatokis Sheniku Lifnei Bale HaTalmud, Chachme HaTalmud. Dotoshtein Rambam, correct? Okay. Now, next step, okay? Correct? I just want to tell you, you know, it's not the way you thought it would be, okay? And if you find the Sefer Torah, Kidoloime, as two words, you know, it's not according to the Meseris, that we're Mekubo, correct? Next step. Okay. So the Rambam then said to himself, okay, that if you assume that Tashbisu is only Kumvase, okay, And there's no Issa Aserim Tashmi Issa. If you're ready to assume that. And the Talmud says that it's Daraisa. So what conclusion do you have to draw? That the lav l'sicha lav chometz is an erev Pesach, and that's how we pass it. And that's stated in the Gemara, because the Gemara says it's deraisa. Correct. So that's where the Rambam's coming. That's all he says, really. I don't know what Abayi Rava back and forth. I don't know exactly. You have to go back and see. But the whole discussion of the Gemara is just to prove this point that. Other words, maybe more hell, you can't imagine Tashbisu if the Chavta, you know, you can talk about whatever you want, okay? But the point of the Gemara's Midaraisa is that the lav of Loisekhol of Chometz is Erev Pesach. And that's how the Gam counts the Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay? Can I continue the next point? That's the Gam want of that talk is.
That assumption, we have no idea how we made that assumption.
The what?
The Tashbisu is only a Kiyum and not an Issa.
We have to, the truth is, do you know of any Hechach to say that there is, you see, it's the opposite. I'm all telling you, as I told you last week, it's the opposite of Rav Chaim. Because Rav Chaim says in Rambam that it's only an Issa, not a Kiyum. If it's only an Issa, not a Kiyum, then this line in Kuf Tzadi Tes don't make no sense at all. Correct? You know, why should you assume that there's an Issa? You see, Rishonim, you see, the question is, you know, what your backdrop is. The Rishonim only are machadish that there's an Issa because of Tashbisu. Because they take the party line that we don't pass Rav Yehuda, and the Gemara is more foolish that there's an Issa Deraisa Erev Pesach Erev Tachatzeris. So what could it be? It's a Tashbisu or Issa Shechar Chometz Dam Zivchi. Correct. But without that, do you have any source to say that Tashbisu, there's any Isurim in it? You don't really know that, do you?
Speaking of Israchila, it's a bit of a stretch.
What?
It's an Israchila we're talking about here.
I understand. That's not what I told. That's what the Ram did. And he just said that once I have that Strat Ligmor, then it's an open and shut case. But you see, if you wouldn't have had the Ram's spectacles, you wouldn't have even understood what the Ram's saying, correct? Because you're looking at the two texts of the Talmud, you would have said, what the heck? It's the same thing, correct? That's exactly what you're trying to tell me. Okay? And the Rambam says, no, that's the point. So, Eloi Bosa Khan, El Bishul Dovazed, die. But we'll continue, okay? Correct? Now, next step. Okay. Now, next step is like this. So the Ravid says that the Issa Efter Chatzeis is either the Issa is either Tashbisu or the Issa Al Chomet Dam Zipri Lav Tofel, right? And the Ramban says it's Dafka Tashbisa, correct? Now I just want to do some reading in the Ravid and show you something. You know, about the Isachil and what the Shehiya is and what the Mechira is, just the various Lashonis we talked about this week. I want to come to conclusions about it, okay? So the Ravid in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, Omavro, Malkis Mechatz Ve'elis Eno Mechuvot. The key of the Kaimel of Reb Shimon, with Nezmanoi, the Achazmano, the Lake Dorish Hanach Koi, Le Circle, Le Circle, with Nezmanoi, the Achazmanoi, Nehe, the Osabachilum in a Tera, Mio Marish and Tashbis, Oi, Malay Sishachom is Dam Zivkoi, there's an Isa Achila. Abu Isa Hanoa Leke. Minatera, or Malkus Nami Leke. Okay, because there's no, the only Isa Hanoa is because of the Drosh of Lysercho. And the Kubit is an Isa Achila, but there's no Drosh of Lysercho. Okay, Beseda. Now in Kosum Shom, he goes like this. In Dav Gimel Amen Aleph and Pesach. For Emes, ki Rebbe Shimon Moide shu also ba'achilo mishe shos ulamaylo also isa teira mikro ach b'yoyim harishon v'chule o milay sishchar ha'chometz v'chule avol isa hanoa ein loy v'leksi be loy sirchal v'loy yeochal k'mo didorish Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, so far he hasn't said anything new. This is the same thing as Asogis, correct? Then he says, Mikol Mokay, Isa Bal Yero U Bal Yemotze, Yesh Boy Mikoyach Ho Ase, Shenem Moboy Tashbiso. Shh! Okay. Let me read that line again. So you have to be very careful over here. Mikol mokay, iso bal yiro bal yemotze, yesh boy, bikoyach asay, shneim boy tashbisa. Okay? So I think it's a double portion. That the Ravid says, since it's in the Torah, shivas yom terol of chometz, or shivas yom soli yemotze boteichem, all right, Shivas Yomim by Bar Yiro. So Mehechetese doesn't he say after Chatzis? So Ki'ilu you derive because it's Tashbisu. There's also a Bar Yiro. Okay, that's what he says. Hilkoch. He says Umikomokoi. Isa Bar Yiro by Yemotze Yesh Boy Mikoyech Wasei Shneimo Boy Tashbisu. Okay, we'll have to get back to this. Because the flip-flop, the question is the relationship between Bal Yiro is Mechayev Tashbisu, and Ki'ilu, the way we understand Lav Nitalaseh, which we'll get to soon, okay? Or Ki'ilu, if there is Tashbisu, there must be a Lav Bal Yiro by Yemotze, which the Ravid is flipping, which he wouldn't have thought about that had you not, but that is happening over here. That's what he says. Mikol mokay, also isa bal yiro or bal yemotze yesh boy mikoyach asay shneimo tashbisa. I mean, this is a very important thing. We learn the first paragraph of Pesachim. You know, you got to say pshat over here in the Sraivit, and he's flipped the whole world upside down. Correct? I'm gonna get back. I'm explaining to him. But is that correct? What I said so far? Then he says like this. Then he says hilkoch. Okay, hilkoch means it's a logical conclusion. For what I just said, okay? And if you wouldn't have had what I said, you couldn't have said that, correct? Hilkoch, okay? Hilkoch, eino rashoi lahash'isei, lish'isei, elo yimkurenu, o yiva'arenu. The Bnei Shem we just said before. He's speaking at 6 hours and up, or after Chatzis, Erev Pesach. And he had just said, just keep in mind, you have to take the frame of reference. I just want to teach you, push you how to read the words over here. Okay? I don't want to do anything except for reading. Okay? But it's very important. You never taught how to read. What happened over here? Something amazing happened over here. Because the Raiva just said that he was ready to accept. There's an Isa Achila Mideraisa. Okay. Then he says, okay, there's an Isa Achila Raisa. Maybe there's no Bayiro. So he says, no. Since it's Tashbisu, there's Bayiro. And the Bayiro is Mikoyach Tashbisu. And once he says, you say that, then he'll koch. It's not only an Isa Achila, there's an Isa Shehiyah. And before that, there was no Isa Shehiyah. Correct? Correct? Did I say anything wrong? Should I read it again? I'll read the words again. So you think that I'm just, you know, I just don't want you to feel that, you know, this, you know, he did some magic trick over here. Okay? Again, let's read. Mikol Mokoyim, Isa Bal Yiro Ubal Yimotze. He had just said there's an Isa Achilim de Raisa, but it's not an Isa Ano, correct? Mikol Mokoyim, Isa Bal Yiro Ubal Yimotze Yeshboy, Mikayach O Asay, Shneem Aboy Tash Isa. Hilkoch! Eino Roshoy Lish Isa. Elo Yimkrenu, O Yivarenu, Zehudas, Rabbi Shimon Dvar Torah. Okay, now I want to say something. Okay, we say that? Every word is correct so far? So it means Atot, the Ravid, and Ramban, they could not have imagined an Isa, Achiv Tashbisu. Do you have to destroy something if it's not a chesed isur? If you have to move from the house, you have to be violent me'olam. So you see from the chiyuv, from the kumvasei of tashbisu, we don't know from that that tashbisu was an isasei. We don't know that.
So on this day, be with the Rambam.
Maybe. I'm just want to show you. Just tell you what. Let's just read it. But you see, he never would have done that. You know, you read the thing, you know, boom, 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 and everything's... He only says that the Torah... I think I remember the Rav talking about such a concept. I remember learning Pesachim. That the Torah, you can't imagine that the Torah would have said that we have to destroy it if it's not a Chesed Yisur. But that only means there's an Isa Achila. Okay? There's no Isa Anor, because the Torah didn't say Lo Isa Echal. But maybe there's no Isa of Shehiyah. I have to destroy it, but there's no Isa Shehiyah. Comes the Chayivin and says, name, that since the Torah was Mechayiv Tashbisu, we see there's a Bal Yiro, because they're connected. And the Bal Yiro, what you would have called the Isa Asev Tashbisu, the Rav calls Bal Yiro Bayimotze. And he says, because of this Bal Yiro Bayimotze is also Lishoisai. So what do you have to do? You either have to sell it or you have to mavair it. But if you mavair it, you're Mekayim Tashbisu. If you sell it, you're not Mekayim Tashbisu. You're not over Bal Yiro Bayimotze.
Say that again.
If you sell it, are you Mekayim Tashbisu? Veisachnit. The all he's trying to say, also Lishoisai, and the Bal Yiro is telling you, Eitzes, not to violate Bal Yiro Bayimotze. Hilkoch, also Lishoisai! What you do? Eliyim Kreno Yivarev. Let me read it again. So you don't even know. You're trying to tell me. You're coming to tell me. You know, like everyone holds a chris essay. Okay? So chris, I don't know if anyone says an isa essay. It's not that there's an isa essay of Tashbisu. You see from the fact that the Torah told you to destroy it, it's a raidach, it's a chesed isura. Because the Torah is not stopped to tell you to destroy things. It's not, you know, it's not ashchasa. But the Isa Lashayse is not Tashbisu. The Isa Lashayse is Bayiro Bayimotze. Now let me read it again, okay? Can I read it again? And tell me if not every single word makes sense now. And tell me if you would have interpreted one word differently. Okay? It may not be the way you learned Pesach. It meant the way the Shum, Arachisim, what you heard. But I'm telling you, Odo Shteyten Reifet. For MS, ki Rabbi Shimon Meide, shu osa ba'achila, mishay shol salamaylo, isa teira, mikro ach biyom arishon, o miloy sish chalal chomet. Avu isa no ein boy, v'lik si bey lo isaych, avu lo yochel, kamo shdo shav yudah. And he says, mikro mokoy, Mikol Mokom is almost an apology. Mikol Mokom, right? Mikol Mokom. Mikol Mokom, Issa Bal Yor, Bal Yimotze, Yesh Boy. Even though there's no Issa Hanon, there's an Issa Bal Yor, he has to apologize for it. So I would have said, if Tashbis and Issa say, what are you apologizing for? What's the problem over here? Because it's only an Issa Achila, because he can't imagine that Teira is said to destroy something if it's a Chefzah de Teira. But why is it Osla Sheisai? It's only because you postulate that there's a Bal Yiroh because the mitzvah is Tashbisa. Mikol Mokoi, Os Issa Bal Yiroh by Yemotze, Yesh Boy, Mikayach Oase, the Tashbisa. Hilkoch, once you say this about your own, by your motze, ain't a rasho in the shoysoi. But because of Tashbisu, it is rasho in the shoysoi. You don't have to jump at Chatzos' next second, start flying, and selling the chomets, or what you violate a Tashbisu every second. No such thing. It's only because of the Bayeha. Hilkoch, ain't a rasho in the shoysoi, ele yim kareno o yivareno. How? And he's not talking about the Mekayim Tashbis, he's talking about not to violate the...
Selling with Mekayim.
Right! But he's not violating Bal Yiroh, that's the Hilkos it's coming from.
Say, like we said before, the selling wouldn't work.
I don't know, I was afraid to say that, I thought of that. I think it's Mestaber, but I'm not 100% sure about it. I can't say, all I wanted to walk in tonight and say, the state. And I didn't say anything, okay? I didn't say anything, okay? Gzeo das Rabbi Shimon Dvar Teira. Okay. Now I want to go a step further. Okay, but is that correct? Is it possible to read this Raivet any other way? Maybe it is, but I don't know if it's reading the Raivet. Okay, we're okay now.
So he's assuming that the Din Tashbisu implies that there's an Issa and also the
it's Issa Achila, and it's a reinterpretation because we know that there's some relationship between Tashbisu and Bal Yiroh. You can bring in Bal Yiroh because of Tashbisu. It's not because of an Issa Asay in Tashbisu. It's because there's a relationship between the two, so we can reinterpret the Torah and put Bal Yiroh Erev Pesach also. Erev Chatzos. And the Issa Shehiya puts into a Tashbisu. The Issa Shehiya is Bal Yiroh. Can I continue? Now I want to tell you something else. Okay? What the Raivet has done is flipped the world around, okay? Because the Rambam in Sheresh Shishi, okay? The Rambam in Sheresh Shishi has three ways that there's a relationship between an Aseh and a Lois Aseh. There's one that basically Aseh and the Lois Aseh are basically synonymous. But since one is an assay and one is a lois assay, we count them separately, meaning our mitzvahs. Okay? There's one that the lav, excuse me, 1 second. There's one that the assay, 1 second. One that the lav precedes the assay, okay? So means that the assay is menatik. That says, if you violate the law, therefore is an assay. So it means logically, in that category, you would say, it's not that the assay is machayiv the law, but the law is machayiv the assay. Correct? Okay, so let's read now. Zok the Rambam in Shereshishi. Shamitzah shiyah bo assay v'loisaseh. Roi limnois asei shebo im mitzis asei v'lav shebo im mitzis lois asei. That's okay. You didn't say anything yet. Okay. Da! Shehadovo ho echod yiyye boi asei v'lois asei al shloisha al echod mishloisha ponim. Im shiyye eze ma'ase Eze maise mitzaseh va'aveiro olam mitzloisaseh. That's the synonymous. im shiyeh lav kodmo aseh, shekodmo aseh, and means the aseh is before. I skipped a little bit, okay? And the other option, the im shiyeh lav kodem, the achakach yinotek laaseh. Kim kagoin, omroi leisikach ho'em al abonim, the achakach shalech to shalech esa'eim. So the question is, how do you look at Tashbisu? Okay, right? And the Shaila L'Gemara, okay, how do you look at Tashbisu? I would have said a priori, Tashbisu is the lav, is ki'ilu mechayim, and I say something like that. Chesed, I don't know. But the Raivit flips it. And the Raivit says that if this Tashbisu, you can't imagine the lav of Bayiro, you can't imagine Tashbisu without going hand in hand with the lav of Bayiro Bayimotze. Correct? And that's what he did over here. And therefore, he has an Issa Shehiyah. Okay? All I can tell you is one thing. Okay? If the Rambam was able to accept the Raivit Svara, his whole argument falls apart. Because maybe the Yisrael of Pesach is the Bar Yor Baimotze. Even if you don't say there's an Yisrael, no, we don't know anyone who says an Yisrael. Okay. Okay.
That's
yeah, whether we don't we don't know anything. We don't know if the Ram is maybe ready to accept that, but he says that is not Mefurish Bekra, and that the Gemara couldn't talk about the Raisa. I don't know what's happening over here. See, but we don't find anyone saying at the moment that Tashbisa with Isa say, at least the way the Rambam, you know, the Ramban only says in Issa Achila. The Raivit goes and says, no. Okay?
So he's not looking for the Raivit.
Yeah, but you see, there are two issues over here. There's, you can macabre the Raivit, not the Raivit, but you know, there are two points that he's making, okay? He's making a point that since his Dreise is a Veshushin Teresha B'Ksav, and he's taking the Raposhet in Tashbisu, there's no Isa say, even though you said, oh, the Raposhet Chapchaim, everyone. We don't know anyone who even says it, Bechlau. And he says, you should not conclude from this. You shouldn't conclude from this the opposite. You shouldn't conclude from this that is a Bal Yiroh. And Chatzos, the Raivit does, and Kiilu, there's a Bayiro Mikrech Yasev Tashbisu, but just the opposite. Just the opposite. Okay? We can go on. This orb is telling, I didn't do anything. I read to you a Rambam and a Raivit, okay? And a Ramban, correct? And the Hatokas and the Bali, a Talmud and all the state, correct? And now every word in the Raivit is interpreted. Now, next. Next. Okay. The Hilko Chagga, we did all this. Okay. Okay. Okay, good. So we learned the Gemara Pesachim, we learned the Gemara about the Issa, with the correct. Okay, we have everything over here. See, it could be when after Chatzos is also, okay, you can say there's an Issa Achila, as the Raivit says Nasogis, okay, or as the Ramban says in Nasogis also. Ramban says Nasogis, correct? Or, okay, correct? Or you can say there's a law of bayi or bayi motze, as the Rav is machadish in Kosov Shul. Okay, no isa save tashbisu. It's either you can't imagine a chiyuv as a kium a tashbisu without a chefzu, which is also machila, or you also say there's an isa shehiya. Comes the Rambam and says, nein! There is an Isa Achila, and Tashbisa was only Mitzaseh, and there's no Chiyu. We can't say that there's a Bal Yiroh because of this, the way the Raiva does it. So Meila, it stated from the call between Chachmei HaTalmud, the call HaTokish, Nikolov, the Chachmei HaTalmud, or does state in the Gemara that there's a love of Loisachal of Chometz, the Kuliyam. And it should be Minyan HaMitzvahs, which is absolutely amazing.
Rabbi Shimon's Maida?
I don't know.
Just like the Rabbi says Rabbi Shimon's Maida?
I don't know, because the Gemara seems to say, I'm just trying to tell you, I have a whole discussion. I go through the whole Gemara Pesachim, how the Ram learns it, what goes on the Maisa Nisim. There are various things back and forth. He told me I shouldn't do that, okay? Sure. Correct? There is a long discussion about this, okay? And I can go through this, okay? If you want to have written on this, I have a long footnote on this, okay? Here it is, okay? But that's not negated to us. And the footnote continues. Okay? I went through Gemara Pesachim, went through the Tesim and the Bis and that. But L'chur, Vos is negated to Vos state and Sefer Mitzvahs. It's very clear that that's the pshat. Correct.
Comes up very pushing, actually.
I didn't say anything, did I?
But the Rambam comes up pushing.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything. And that, you know what the amazing thing is, that Rav Chaim takes it over pushing the Sefer and doesn't even prove it. It's not clear that anyone says it. And I pointed out to you last week, if you recall, that an Isa say by itself cannot be a Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because the Ram at the end of Perek Aleph of Ishus says Adoimi in Mitzri is an Isa say, and it's not Minyan Mitzvahs B'cham. Okay, does that clearly take care of the issues? Correct. So that I think is enough over here. So what I'd like to pick up, Mitzvah Hashem, is I'd like to pick up the next thing, which is a discussion about Goel Adom, and then about Goel Adom Ramban, and then to pick up also the issue of Kriya Shema and Emes V'Yatziv and go further. Okay. But that, I think, is fair. Okay, say that.
So, Motzei Shabbos, this Motzei Shabbos.
The reason I'm telling you something, Mitzvah making a Shalom Zoch here, little Shabbos. My daughter gave. Yeah. So therefore, I was just afraid the Motzei Shabbos would be jumping too much,